Hello, you're listening to the Talking Spirit Animecast. My name is Andrew, and I'm joined here with Chris.
Yo!
Today's episode is a music podcast episode. We talk about the songs of fall 2020 anime season. Run through a bunch of the, well, pretty much all the titles that are currently releasing and simulcasting. Check out all the OPs and the EDs. Get an idea of what's sounding pretty good, what's sounding unique. It's not always songs that we particularly care about, but in some cases, there's songs that are kind of out of the norm that want to kind of spotlight and check out and let you guys listen to them. Maybe you'll find a song that you want to jump out there and download or buy, or you're gonna, hopefully you buy either way if you download or if you buy the actual physical. But I do have a few of them that I have found on iTunes. So if you do use iTunes, you can find them there, and I'll let you know which ones you can find there. And then we'll, of course, as usual, leave them in a link on the actual article themselves. Or if you're following at Otaku Spirited, my Twitter, you'll see links pop up tonight probably when I'm editing this, which is technically yesterday if you're listening to this in the day of that it's actually posted. But yes, that's all.
So they should already be up there.
You already seen them. You're going, well, yeah, I already seen that. Jeez, what are you talking about? But yeah, it's there's a few good ones in here. But I will admit that this wasn't the best season ever of music.
I wasn't super impressed with what I had heard, but I didn't hear all of them yet.
There's some out of the norms that we don't actually watch. There was a Super Beaver over there in Haikyuu, which we're not watching Haikyuu, and I end up running into that one. So I'm like, yeah, we always like try to jump on those other ones, like Black Clover. Shoot, is Black Clover still going on? I didn't check Black Clover, and I think that's still ongoing, isn't it? I'll have to check those one out. Quick check while we're recording.
Now that you've lost your place.
Yeah, it's still going. We're gonna time skip here and check it out. All right, we're back thanks to the time machine.
Middle of the podcast, we're adding songs to
more
the
songs. We already had like I think 26 total, so now we're at 27. So there you go. Yes, we've deliberated. We looked over the Black Clover songs. Starting from 141, they started a new OP and ED. And through our professional and very dignified special taste that we do have, we have decided that we will allow the OP 12 of Black Clover into the Fall 2020 Anime Season Music Podcast.
Yeah, because after all, I know music.
Yes, So yes, Tomorrow X Together, or Tomorrow Together, Tomorrow Cross Together, whatever you want to pronounce it as, I don't care. sung in Ni Hikare for Black Clover. So give that one a listen and see if you agree with our, you know, really refined taste, and acknowledge that you are actually special. So I haven't been able to find anything else anime-related from Tomorrow Together, so they do have a lot of stuff on iTunes. I didn't really specifically see any Hikare, but I'm sure it's somewhere in there, maybe in English. I'm not quite sure, but Yeah, that's definitely a solid intro. Like I've mentioned before, we kind of always sneak in and look, or peek in and look at Black Clover's OPs and EDs, and they've been kind of highlighted in several of our music podcasts just because, I mean, even if I did have a problem with Asta at the beginning, and I have dropped off on the show, and even though we do want to go back to it, they always have banging music, so I'm always kind of happy to check out what they have going for them.
They have banging music?
Banging music. That's what the kids say these days. Just like Poggers and Pog Jam and Monka S and stuff like that.
I don't know any of those words, so we'll go with it.
Yeah, yeah. Banging. It's fire.
Okay.
Kids these days.
Just keep making me feel...
Get off my lawn.
Just keep on making me feel...
Get off my lawn. It's all right. Get off my lawn. This Snapchat and stuff.
So yeah, again, that was Ian Ni Hikari from Tomorrow, or by Tomorrow X Together, the OP 12 of Black Clover. Moving on, we have our regularly scheduled list of OPs and EDs. We're going to start things off with the Danmachi, the Danmachi season 3 ED, which is, of course, Is It Wrong to Try and Pick Up Girls in the Dungeon? This is going to be Evergreen by Sajo no Hana. And Sajo no Hana did Mob Psycho 100 Season 2 music, along with Sirius and Certain Scientific Railgun and Accelerator music. So give that a listen and enjoy it.
Chill, soft voice.
Yeah, that's what I kind of get from it. It's very kind of, it's a kind of a comforting song, but at the same time, very soothing voice to go along with it. She has a very beautiful, soothing voice to go. Hopefully getting a lot more from her. I don't remember her music from Mob Psycho 100, even though I did watch that series. But, and of course, I haven't really gotten a chance to go back and watch all of Certain Scientific Railgun and Accelerator, but... Yeah, definitely solid music. I really enjoy it. Yeah, again, that was Evergreen by Sajo no Hana. That's S-A-J-O-U, Sajo no Hana. Check that out. Look into her if you like, and if you enjoy that music. Moving on, we have the Irregular at Magic High School Visitor Arc OP, which is Howling by ASCA. This song is on iTunes, so you can check it out there. ASCA has done music for Darwin's Game, Fate Apocrypha, Sword Art Online, Alicization, and The Pet Girl, Sakura Sao. I think we've had the Darwin's Game music on here. Maybe the Fate Apocrypha, I'm not sure. Maybe because that was on Netflix, we might not have spotlighted it. But yeah, give that one a listen and enjoy it. I'm not going to Can't really shake the Sword Art Online from her anymore. I think having what was like two of Sword Art Online Alicization songs by her is kind of like it's kind of like the actor that's been doing a TV series so long. You're like, that's always gonna be you, isn't it?
Yeah, very high energy, strong voice. Loved it. Definitely hit my core a few times and felt it. So it was great.
Great visuals on the OP as well to go along with it. Very energetic. I guess it does also kind of match the whole male protagonist with harem around him thing. He wasn't really a harem character. They kind of managed to take the harem girls and go, you can go with this guy. Oh, you can go with this guy. And I do appreciate that. So it's not as bad as Sword Art Online. I'll give it that much at least. It's not that bad. But yeah, definitely enjoy her voice. Very energetic, like you kind of mentioned. And love the guitar riffs in there and everything. Really great. Love the ramp-ups they have in it. It's just an overall a really solid, very upbeat song. So definitely a solid one for me. Again, it's Howling by ASCA, the OP for the Irregular Magic High School Visitor Arc. So yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. And again, it's on iTunes. Moving on, we have the award for the most unfitting song for a series possible. And that is the OP for Tanikawa Over the Moon for You, which is Koi no Uta, featuring Tsukasa Tsukuyomi. Of course, that is the female character lead in the show, Akari Kito, who is voicing it. Akari Kito, who voicing it, has done music for Hitori Bochi, Blend S, and series running right now, Adachi and Shimamura, which is the Yuri show that's currently airing. So she's currently doing two things right now, singing music for everything, doing characters. So hopefully she's not overexerting herself. But yeah, give that one a listen and enjoy it.
Makes me want to scream, take a breath.
Take a breath.
No, Andrew had pointed out something that he keeps throwing out these comments of that I automatically think the same thing. He just puts a voice to it, and it's like the whole Miku thing. I'll let him throw that out there, but yeah, those are the things that I automatically get the impression of while I'm listening to the song.
Yeah, it's like a rhythm song kind of. It's a rhythm game kind of song. You just said that I put words to the thing, and now it's all jumbled up. Yeah.
Well, the drop the bass, and it was like the first time I'd heard it. It was like dead in the middle of the him her building up this she builds up a whole bunch of energy in it, and you're expecting it, and he says, drop the bass, and I'm like,
gotta drop the
waiting
bass.
It, wait, hurry, hurry, come on, come on, come on, and then finally, boom, and it's like, okay, that took too long. But yeah, the Miku thing is like, yeah, I got that impression the first couple times we had heard it.
And the first time it speeds up, you're going, all I can think of in my head is like, okay, here's where the... Gotta make sure, get ready for it. It's gonna get really fast here soon. Gotta hit the buttons quick. Come on. I'm just waiting for somebody to put that inside of a rhythm game. I'm pretty sure it's already somewhere. But yeah, jokes aside, it's a really awesome song. I really do love it. I really do want a actual full cop or full version of it. Hopefully they will do a full version of it, because it's always kind of up in the air if they do like TV versions or full versions. I'm expecting them to do a full version just because they will sell that stuff. That's kind of part of the whole deal when they do stuff like this. But yeah, I would like a full version of it. Pretty sure it's probably awesome with the bass actually not coming out of speaker microphones or speakers on a computer. But yeah, really cool song. Cute visuals to go along with it. But just, I will stick by my joke that I do think it's not quite fitting of the show. I guess where else are you going to put a song like that? I guess it would kind of go with the comedy. Yeah, it's a really cool song. Again, that's Koi no Uta featuring Tsukasa Tsukuyomi, who's the character in the show, which is voiced by Akari Kito. So, cool stuff, cool stuff. Moving on, we have Nobles, the OP, which has Breaking Dawn by Jay Jung. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. Jay Jung has done music for Smile Down the Runway and Zoids Wild. I'm not sure if we spotlighted Smile Down the Runway. I know we had quite a few of their songs on here as well. But give that a listen and see if you enjoy it.
So why does everybody hurt each other? So no, tell nobody to let a lie. We can be the town and let's go book away. My game was night. Breaking down.
From the maker of Why You Hurt Yourselves With Knives, you have Why Does People Hurt Each Other? Chris's favorite creator. No, I really like that song. It is definitely out of the norm for me, probably, but it, for some reason, just really kind of works for me. I love the ramp-ups and the Breaking Dawns yelling in there and stuff. It's just kind of a really cool little intro that I kind of just, like I said, resonates with me somehow. Too much totally. Pretty boy for you, or you stuck on my joke about
my
the thing.
Head up, and I'm like confused.
Trying to figure out all with knives. The Sawano Hiroyuki song, the what was it for?
Oh, okay.
I think it's Gundam Unicorn. I think
so. It's the singer from that. He's just I was joking
about the whole thing where you got stuck on that particular phrasing, and I kind of for some reason connected the hurt yourselves, hurt each other thing. Random hurting people with things in English in songs joke.
It is odd, though. The one of the cool things about intros, and we've pointed this out a few times, where an intro will kind of sell a show. And I'm far more interested in the show now that I've watched this intro, because there's certain things in there that have caught my attention. I still don't know if I'm going to follow it very far, because it doesn't feel like my type of show right now, but
it's like a hyper violent pretty boy show.
Yeah.
That's what's kind of funny about it. It's got a lot of really weird, quirky humor in it. So, we only managed to get through one episode of it so far, but we'll get around to getting a full first impressions on it. So the only thing that kind of threw me off is this right here, Chris. I noticed the other day when I was recording the intro. We're technically not watching the beginning of it because apparently there's a prequel to it.
I thought it was a... But then again, who knows?
I totally lost my place for the next song. So let's jump in the next part. Yes, the ED as well. I got on here. The ED was pretty solid as well. So we'll give that one a listen. That is... oh my gosh. Etoile. Etoile? By Oh My Girl. Which this song is on iTunes, so you can check it out there. But Oh My Girl is a South Korean group that is new to the anime sphere, so hopefully we will get more following K-pop. Up this one. Yeah, give that one a listen and see if you enjoy it. According to them, I think it's Etoile. I think that's what they're saying at the end there.
It's all right. I don't know. I
guess credit to the props guy that decided to make an entire, like, extremely long table full of, like, the most random transitioning props on a single long-running table just to make an outro.
It is the one of the most off the wall. I mean, I guess it makes sense in when you take into consideration what is in the show. I mean, it is technically a school show, so you got props involved.
So you're saying this is like a hodgepodge table of what the show's themes are? In
I'm guessing.
Alchemy.
There's alchemy involved. Pancakes. Yeah, got chemistry going on. We've got school going
literature,
on.
Literature, cell
basketball.
Phone.
If I remember right, there was a basketball in the background at one point. So, I mean, yeah.
Old school record player.
But I think it's in reference to the, not the main guy, but the principal guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's like him kind of chilling there and his boyfriend walks up.
Yeah, so it's some kind of a reference to...
The guy that doesn't talk that has everybody explain what he's thinking.
So he's there, and so you're kind of getting this hodgepodge of things that he should be influenced by, and so yeah, and since he's a rich kid, he has all these things. So yeah, that's it's kind of an interesting take on that, but at the same time, it does not fit at all. It's but that's just visuals aside. The music,
good song, though.
Music and the song, absolutely phenomenal. I loved it.
Yeah, very very K-poppy, but yeah, I really do. And that is kind of a style of K-pop that I do really do enjoy, so it kind of works out with me. So, but yeah, they have some great music, and hopefully we get more from them. But again, that's Etoile something by Oh My Girl, the ED for Noblesse. Pretty solid. So, moving on, we have The Day I Became a God OP, which is Kimi to Lu. Shinhwa, which is apparently at some point Jun Maeda, for those who don't know, Jun Maeda is the kind of the guy that's behind the scenes at Key that does a lot of the visual novels that we've kind of had adapted in anime, including like Clannad and stuff. Yeah, he apparently, I guess, kidnapped Nagi Yanagi and decided to tell her to make all the music for The Day I Became a God. Mm-hmm. So she did the OP and the ED, and we're going to have both of them on here. But yeah, for those who don't know who Nagi Yanagi is, she did the music for Bakemonogatari, Just Because, A Little in the Sea, Kino's Journey, and the music for Romantic Comedy Snafu. So
locked her up in a cage or something, you think?
Pretty much, I'm thinking. Just like, give me two songs now.
Poor thing.
But yeah, he is credited for it, so I'm assuming he did some writing for it or helped her with it in some way. Maybe directed it or something. So
I make no promises whether or not he'll survive my rescue attempt.
Yeah. There could be losses. There could be collateral damage. He wouldn't come peacefully. Yeah, give a listen. Now, don't tell me if this show goes and breaks our heart like the old school Jun Maida does, that song ain't going to be a classic.
No, there's no wings.
There's no wings, so it can't be. Or it can't be successful because it didn't have wings. Or it's not going to be a classic because no wings.
I don't know. I'm not used to a key show with no wings. I don't know.
It's only a matter of time.
It's only a matter of time. It's gonna pop out. Okay, I got you.
No, very, very, very catchy tune though. It's one of those songs that I just can't help but, you know, tap the foot to the song. It's very,
yeah, definitely a fantastic song. I loved it.
Yeah, she has a great voice. I guess key music does have kind of a certain vibe to it, and I think it does really kind of match into with that style. I guess the style of "We're Gonna Break Your Heart" eventually. You will cry eventually. We will have tragic girlfriends at some point. Yeah, she has a great voice. Yeah, like I said, transitioning to the ED as well, but done by Nagi Yanagi. So let's give that one a listen as well, and hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
again with Nagi Yanagi. Very beautiful voice, very soothing song to go with the outro for this particular one.
Really solid kind of build up
and kind of cool down for the OP and ED.
Which we're probably going to need soon. Even though it's not a sad, soothing song, but it's still a cheerful, lift you up song.
Yep. I do remember Alone in the Sea specifically really enjoy her music. So definitely love Nagi Yanagi. So let's go on to the Ikebukuro West Gate Park OP, which is Needle Knot by the Pinballs. This is a song that is also on iTunes that you can check out. The Pinballs has done music for Junji Ito Collection as well as Ninja Slayer, the animation. But yeah, give that one a listen and enjoy it.
That was an odd one.
Is he licking the steering wheel, or is that a toilet seat?
I don't know.
Is that? I've seen it. No, last
it was
time.
It was a car. So it was the steering wheel. But yeah,
are you sure?
It was an odd one.
Are you sure?
There's all kinds of goofy things going on.
Is he in a car, or is that a bathroom?
That's totally a car.
Are you sure?
That's got to be a car.
Yeah, I guess it's a car. Because
there's the buildings in the background, the moon,
inner. Yeah, okay, I see, yeah. I was thinking, like, this was going to be, like, a vent on a wall or something like that.
Maybe his crack is on there.
It probably. Because I think that's the junkie from the first episode, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know. It's possible.
That's a good pause right there. That's a very good pause right there, Chris.
The visuals on this one are off the wall, so that's an odd one. And the music fits the visuals, so... But, yeah, I don't know. I like it in some case. It kind of reminds me of a few different groups. Oral Cigarettes automatically. Is it Oral Cigarettes?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
It's a little more punky than
Oral Cigarettes, but yeah.
Yeah. So I got the impression of that. There was a couple of other ones that came to mind for a split second, but that one was the heaviest that I could think of. But yeah, it's just an odd, off the wall visuals, odd, goofy song, like it. So yeah.
Yeah. I think all around visual wise and animation and the actual feel of the song, it definitely does meet the kind of urban, style that the actual show is. So it kind of works in that regard. Very punk, but, yeah, very, very different. So that's why mainly reason why I kind of threw it on here, but I really did enjoy it. It definitely does remind me of the Junji Ito Collection song, which I thought was, in that situation, not really fitting, but it worked in the end. Still a solid band that can do some good stuff. So yeah, again, that's the Pinballs. The song is Needle Knot, the Ikebukuro West Gate Park OP. Definitely check out the visuals from the actual show itself to kind of put in with it. They definitely do match, so... Moving on, we have the sleepy princess in the demon castle, the ED, which is Gimme by Orisama. This is, of course, Orisama has done music for Wolf Girl and Black Prince, Alice in Zoroko, and Magical Circle Guda Guda, the 2017.
She's fulfilling our wish and not going away She's fulfilling our wish and not going away. We wished that she wouldn't go away, and she's been hanging around for us.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she doesn't really put her music on iTunes, but we have always kind of highlighted her music whenever she does do music, because she got a very unique style to herself that we always really do gravitate to. So, yeah, definitely the same here. So give that a listen, and hopefully you enjoy it as well. Love her music, so upbeat and fun. It's like one of those kind of, it's kind of like the upbeat fun music that I could listen to in my car, but if my window's down, I'd probably get looks. Unfortunately. But I guess that's kind of like what's her face, Yuriko Murashi and stuff.
Bonjour Suzuki.
Yeah, Bonjour Suzuki. I listen to it all the time, but I know I get looks.
Yeah, I don't know that I necessarily get looks, but I tend to keep my windows closed a lot of times. So
that's true. You can't really let your windows down around here. It's too stinking humid.
But yeah. I've loved her since the first time we've heard her.
I think it would have been Wolf Girl Black Prince.
Yeah, Wolf Girl and Black Prince is the first time we had ever heard her, and we've adored her since. So yeah, I adore her still.
Yeah, very, very fun, very, very electronic, I guess. A little bit electronic in there, just upbeat. So yeah, again, that's Gimme with 3 M's by Orisama, Edie for Sleepy Princess in the Demon Castle. The OP is fun as well, so if you're looking for a fun upbeat song, definitely check that one out. I did already have quite a few upbeat songs in this particular episode, so I kind of let that one out, but it is also a good one as well. Very cute. Moving on, we have Golden Kamuy, the third season ED, which is Yusetsu by The Sixth Lie, which is also on iTunes. You can check it out there. The Sixth Lie has done music for the first season of Golden Kamuy, as well as Certain Scientific Accelerator. So a lot of people on this particular episode that have done music for Scientific Accelerator. But yeah, give it a listen and enjoy it.
So old, she has me, and don't care.
Again, that was Yusetsu by The Sixth Lie. Good?
Yeah.
That was a pretty solid one.
Good, solid voice.
It's not something that really blows me away, but I definitely do. I do think that his voice is very unique and solid. So, and it definitely goes along with the show itself. Is very kind of energetic, but at the same time, not bubbly. Don't want bubbly with Golden Kamuy, even though they were always goofy in that show. I still have to get back this. I was telling Chris, I'm not sure if I'm doing a third season of it or not. I always enjoy certain parts of it so much, but there's other parts that just the comedy doesn't get me. That's my problem. Is it's a very goofy show, and if you don't get the comedy, you're not going to enjoy it. And the comedy doesn't hit me personally.
You've been promising to not decide on this for ever since the first
ever
season.
Since the CGI bear. Andrew has been always debating this show. No, anyways. Moving on. Let's move on. King's Raid, Successors of the Will, ED, which is called Stick Out by Kotoko. And Kotoko has done music for Excel World, Gamers, Hayate the Combat Butler, and Tokyo Ravens. I think if I remember correctly, this is probably one of my favorite songs of this season. So let me go ahead and put it up on a pedestal before you even listen to it. That way you hate it because Andrew likes it. But yeah, give it a listen and enjoy it. Yeah, again, Tokyo Ravens vibes. I really do enjoy her music. Tokyo Ravens OP is fantastic, but yeah, really do enjoy that one. I don't know. I'm trying to think on if it would. It's probably not as good as Tonikawa Over the Moon ED, but it's the OP. I'm sorry, but yeah, it's probably one of my favorites of this season so far.
It's definitely one of my favorites. I'm not sure off the top of my head if there's any that make it better, but. We'll see. But yeah, I really do love this song. It is absolutely phenomenal. The visuals are great. I love the two dark elves. I'm hoping that they get a solid story so far.
The ED is definitely kind of highlighting the dark elves, and they are definitely probably the more interesting aspects of this particular story. So the main protagonist and all that kind of stuff seems very kind of typical. Oh yeah, you happen to be the son of this person that makes you special. He's gonna be something special. We know that's coming. So it is kind of nice to have this kind of other story that is definitely piquing my interest that I'm hoping will be really solid. So yeah. Moving on to probably one of the biggest surprises of the season. And that is not the OP or the ED of Love Live, which...
Oh, you're cheating.
I'm not saying they're bad songs. I don't typically go after OPs and EDs for school idol shows, but there is a particular inserted song into Love Live Niji Gasaki High School Idol Club show, which is the solo of Setsuna Yuki, which is Chase. And that's in the first episode of the actual show. And I have to admit, I think granted, I like they usually have that really awkwardly placed random song where suddenly I am interested in being an idol song. Here's my solo out of nowhere. I just made it up last night, apparently. Setsuna's song was incredible, and it really did catch me off guard. I really wasn't expecting this early in the show to have a real banger of a banger. Things really in my head right now. It must be somebody I'm watching currently that says it a lot, and it's getting stuck in my head now. Pog jams and stuff. I don't know. But anyways, Chase by Setsuna, really fantastic song. It really caught me off guard. The odd thing is that Setsuna Yuki, she is voiced by Tomori Kusunoki, who has actually done music and work in a lot of anime. Specifically, she was the main character in all of in Assassin's Pride, Sword Online, Alternative Gun Gale Online. She was the bunny girl, the pink bunny. And the she was also Lamisha in the Misfit of Demon King Academy, and she did music in all three of those. So it was kind of odd because I thought that all the Love Live characters were typically kind of either they've only done very side roles or not anything at all. So it was kind of odd to see this particular Seiyu actually take on this role. But it worked out because she has an absolutely incredible voice. Now I'm kind of wanting to go back to the Demon King of Demon King Academy and seeing if I can hear her in Misha's voice. But it's really incredible. Definitely give it a listen and enjoy it.
Okay, now that Andrew got all the part before the song, I get to do all the gushing afterwards. I was absolutely enthralled when this...
Enthralled?
This, yeah, ooh. I mean... Enthralled. I have... There's been a lot of Love Live songs that I've really liked, but this one was absolutely... has by far taken all of my Love Live songs. This is my favorite by far. Her voice just absolutely blasts out of the screen. She has so much power in her voice, and I love it. And I actually don't blame Andrew at all for taking this one and cheating and skipping the OP and the ED and just putting this song out, because it is such an awesome song. I hope you all enjoyed it by far.
Yeah, it's definitely this would be probably my favorite of the season, by far. The only thing I was telling Chris was, like, the only thing that I'm like uneasy about is, like, her Seiyu, incredible song, but please don't blow out your voice, because she's projecting so much in that. And now I technically trying to record out of the episode itself, it does have like a cutoff point somewhere in the actual song, so I'm not sure if the recording I ended up getting, because I found her. I don't know if it was from the Love Live game or something like that performance. So I'm kind of hoping that one has as much of that energy in it, because I know there's a certain point in which I think she does kind of go a little higher than I think the original song did, but it's still really incredible and I really do enjoy it. So definitely, I've enjoyed a lot of the other songs they've had in this show. in the two episodes that we actually watched. So I'm hoping they can keep up the fantastic work. They're definitely turning they're creeping up to be one of my favorite groups. So
we're, yeah, the third song, the third random insert song. I liked that one as well.
Yeah, yeah. They've been pretty solid so far. So let's move on. Let's move on. Again, that was Chased by Setsuna Yuki, which is voiced by Tomori Kusunoki, who, the insert song for Love Live! Nijigasaki High School Idol Club. Let's move on to Warlords of Sigdrifa, something like that. The OP, which is Higher's High by Akari Nanawo. And Akari Nanawo has done music for Happy Sugar Life. But give that a listen and enjoy it. I'm Aina Mura Miyanai Asu ni datte Kimi yo tondera doberu kara Onobashita sora wa mada tooi hie no moyo sona de mo onaji kyoshike wo miete ta nani yo aainichi jo ga nanka kagaya insert the woes. It's either drop the beat or insert the woes.
That is a super high energy. I caught myself tapping my foot. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, very energetic, very catchy. It's kind of laughing about that, the fact that it you don't quite hear it early on, but at some point, if you've ever watched Happy Sugar Life, you're gonna be like, yeah, there's that song. I remember that song. When she starts kind of really, she speeds up at some point, and she does a fantastic job of it, and she definitely stands out, and that kind of is her unique flavor, which is, I really do enjoy it, so.
Definitely doesn't sound as crazy as she did in the other one.
No, but I think that's because you don't have visuals that are psychotic as Happy Sugar Life. But maybe they chose her because this show is going to get really dark. Who knows?
I hope not.
We'll see.
No dark.
You do have a specific...
We already got another show that's doing the dark thing, and we're still worried about that
one. Well, this is the one that has the ReZero writer, right? I think. I'll cut this out if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. It's left in, I'm right. Because I don't want people yelling at me in comments. Again, that is Higher's High by Akari Nanawo. Only has done music for this and Happy Sugar Life, but I hope she does get a lot more work going on, because I definitely enjoy her music. Moving on, we have The Gymnastic Samurai, which is the OP. It's called Shanghai Honey, which is done by the cast. And I swear, I don't know, I'm getting vibes of Death Parade and something else out of this song, but give that a listen and enjoy it.
また優しそうで終わりそう。いやいや今夜こそ決闘。青春をかけてまさに決闘。今が旬、俺たちのステーション。決まっていこう。気合十分。上海ハリーと浜辺シャコ。
Just goofy fun.
Just goofy fun. And yeah, like I said, a lot of Death Parade vibes for some reason. But yeah, it is goofy fun. Not really taking it too super serious, but yeah, it's Shanghai Honey by The Cast, the Gymnastic Samurai OP. Decent visuals to go along with it. MAPPA kind of being a little bit goofy with their characters, which is always fun. So I think that is one of those ones that you kind of appreciate more with the visuals. Just having fun. Moving on, we have more fun. Just going to give you Overloaded with Sugar here. We have Dropout Idol Fruit Tart OP, which is Kibo Darake no Everyday by Fruit Tart, which, of course, is the group of the characters, the actual cast. They have their own little band group. They did the OP and the ED for this one. Again, the OP is Kibo Darake no Everyday. Give that a listen and enjoy it.
Gotta adore them.
Very cute. Got a lot of like little solo points in there, or points in there with the actual characters. So nice little intro for it. Adorable. Bubbly, very very kind of cute girl doing cute things. Kind of an intro.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, very feels very Is It or a Rabbit, which we'll get into later. The ED is good as well. The ED is Wonder again by Fruit Tart. Give that a listen and see if you enjoy that one as well. Think of the subtle SNES sound effects thing.
Don't ask me that.
I'm mixed on it. I'm curious.
I've always despised the chiptune sounds.
Well, yeah, if you have like an entire song made out of it, but I'm just saying like the kind of subtle throwing them in here and
that's
thing.
That's my thing. Is I've never cared for it. I mean, it was fine when it was then, but now it just sounds almost annoying. And even as an accent, sometimes sometimes people can pull it off, but it's very rare. And so, yes, it is one of those things that once I notice it, then it's probably too much.
Well, that's the problem, is I just now kind of focused on it. So it's like,
well, I hope that's not going to make it annoying. I did it this time too. I noticed it, and it was like, okay, stop. It's annoying.
I think it's because we're listening to this on a computer speaker, and I think when it's on like a full speaker system, I think the more lower sounds kind of take over, and I think it's more noticeable this because it has more highs. So
maybe
that's probably why it's noticeable. But anyway,
we'll see. Song. I'll put it on my headphones and we'll see if it stands out or not.
It's a cute song and it has lots of. It eludes the idols. Let's just put it that way.
What does it do?
it's got tons of stills. It's funny because it's like there's so many idol shows where they kind of keep it pure. This is like one of those few idol shows where like, nah, we're all right with it. We're not like showing things, but they're okay with angles. That's all. And making fun of the big-chested girl. She's apparently a pillow.
Poor thing.
Again, that's the ED for Dropout, Idol Fruit Tart. Wonder by Fruit Tart. Definitely a fun little song there. So, moving on, let's tone down the bubbliness for a little bit. Let's take it back a little bit. Let's go back to Akudama Drive, which is the ED called Ready by Ura Shima Saka Tassin, which has done music for Star Mew and Bungo and Alchemist. So you probably already know where this is going. Give it a listen and enjoy it.
気になる今日の月10月は決定膨張圧力跳ねのけて面白そうなことだけに徹底レゴ冷めないよ夢の重影を追いかけてアラーム奥に設定晴れた空見上げて今日は食って俺荒れた街漕ぎ出せ外し溶けその足かせ何もないところに波風立てることあるそれでも明日へ進むだけでしょ雑音だらけのこの街を擦り抜けて今日の調子また確かめ全て自分のさじ加減それぞれの場所それぞれの波動確かめるように Oh, let's get loud, okay 正しいだけの言葉はいらない今を生きるよ Oh, let's get loud, okay
Yeah, I think that's another one of those ones where it's like normally that shouldn't work for me, but for some reason it worked for me in this context. I'm not really a huge fan of J-rap, but I think it's slow and subtle enough that subtle. Now I'm stuck on subtle. It's slow and smooth enough that I think it's slow and smooth.
It's smooth.
It's smooth, yes. It works for me.
Just melting me in his arms, you know?
Sure. If you want to go there, we'll go there. Again, that's the ED for Akudama Drive Ready by Ura Shima Sakatesen. I did it good the first time because I actually broke it down. Now when I'm trying to say it all in one thing, I screwed up. All right. Moving on, we have the ED for I'm Standing on a Million Lives, which is called Carpe Diem.
Carpe. Carpe Diem.
Carpe Diem. There you go. By Liu. And Liu is a Chinese cosplayer that has done music for Hatena Illusion, which that was her debut song, and apparently now doing music for this. So give it a listen and enjoy it.
しまう理由はね今今
That's another one that I would probably really like the full version of it to check out. She definitely got a great voice to her. They have some great music to go along with her. Very kind of catchy tune. I'm curious if she has, if she does her own writing or if she has actually a group that works with her on that stuff. But she, I think we also kind of highlighted her music with Hatchet and Illusion. I know we did have one of their songs on here, but yeah, she's really solid.
Definitely a great voice. I definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah. Again, that's the ED for I'm Standing on a Million Lives. Moving on, we have, let's go back to some more bubbly, which is Zora Rabbit Bloom, the OP, which is Tinku Cafeteria, which is by the Petite Rabbits, which, of course, is the cast of the show. They're a little kind of group, which includes Aya, Sakura, Inori, Minase, Risa, Taneda, and Satomi, Sato, and Maya Uchida. So give that a listen and enjoy it. Cafeteria Dance Dance, Chris.
I love it.
So much fun. Definitely a fun show. The ED is cute as well. They had a lot of the more, the underclassmen characters, I guess they would call them, doing another song for that one. That's definitely as cute as well. So a lot of cheer music this season to get the mood up, I think.
I get scared every time I see them because I'm scared that they're going to give up on doing their eyes. And their eyes are absolutely one of the things that draws me the most to the show.
Draws you in.
Yes.
Medusa eyes.
Well, they got they got almost a gym effect to them, and I absolutely adore it.
Yeah. They're still keeping up with the fantastic visual qualities and the character designs in that show, and I think that's what kind of is the huge selling point to that series has always been the character designs and keeping them on model. So, which I think is one of the bigger selling points of cute girls and cute things shows. But again, that's Tinku Cafeteria by the Petite Rabbits. So here's your Super Beaver. We got Haikyuu to the Top, second season OP, which again is the Super Beaver, which is the song is Topaku, which Super Beaver has, of course, done music for Barakamon and Naruto Shippuden, which we end up finding them through Barakamon. I think from that point, I kind of just kept downloading all their music after that point. So they're definitely solid. Give that a listen and enjoy it.
Yamena,
else did I heard a good Super Viver song?
Probably since Barakamon, unless we spotted the Naruto Super. They've done a lot of music for Naruto, so maybe that's why they disappeared for so long. They suddenly, I know we're gotten a big contract with them or something.
With Naruto.
Yeah, they stole Super Viver away.
I'm pretty sure Naruto took over a while ago, so.
But yeah, I listened to the Barakamon music so many times. Yeah, they're definitely very unique and definitely a solid sounding band. I always enjoy their work. So, again, that's the OP for Haikyuu to the Top, second season. Toppaku with Super Beaver, which is also on iTunes, so you can check it out there. Let's move on to some Fire Force, second season. We have the OP2 and the ED2 to kind of jump into. The OP2 was done by Kanabun, which is called Torch of Liberty. Kanabun, of course, the music for My Hero Academia, Baruto, Karakuri Circus, and Mobile Suit Gundam, Iron-Blooded Orphans, as well as Sarazanmai, which I think we've pretty much highlighted most of all those ones.
Yep.
So give that a listen and enjoy it. Yeah, a lot of fun with Kanabun. Definitely plenty of energy to kind of get you fired up for the... get it fired up.
A lot of fun. Too much energy. Gotta get going.
Yeah, you turn it down. It's too much. Gotta turn it down.
Yeah, just take it down a notch, too. You'll still be in the high 11s, 12s.
I mean, I'm a little miffed that they took my Aimer out, but I'll take some Kanabun. Always welcome some Kanabun, even though Aimer's one of my favorites. But yeah, visuals as always with Fire Force is looking fantastic. Great style to their OPs. They always put so much animation to their OPs. I wish they would put a little more into the show itself, but it works out in the end because the OPs are great. Again, that's Torch of Liberty by Kanabun. Moving on to get, like I said earlier, the ED2 as well, which is done by Pelican Fan Club. Pelican Fan Club's back. Of course, Pelican Fan Club did the music for Dr. Stone, which we highlighted here as well. This particular song is called Desire, which is also on iTunes, so you can check it out there. Give it a listen and enjoy it.
Desire,
fire whoever's doing the visuals on the EDs for Fire Force.
Well, I was going to say,
since the first ED, it's like they've been, whoever's doing them, just stop.
I was gonna say, seeing as how we praised them so highly for their visuals last season, that we should go ahead and acknowledge the fact that they have downgraded a little bit into a slightly better version of the same effect that they went through last season.
It's like an endless runner to a 3D endless driver.
And it's now even more spectacular, and I can't praise them enough for their innovative.
I think whoever started this whole trend with the whole, like, endless runner mobile app game type of animation for outros needs to stop. Like, that one, that show a couple seasons, or was it last season, from Dogokobo, Sing Yesterday for Me. They did it for one of their outros, and I was like, what are they doing? What is this? Just do stills. Just do stills of pictures of characters. So, like, just show art. Just do the art book thing.
Just do the art book thing. at least the song is absolutely wonderful. So we'll give it that.
Yeah, the song is solid. And I definitely do enjoy Pelican Fan Club, their style to it. Definitely is a little less unique than a lot of the other ones that we kind of highlighted here, but they're still definitely solid. So again, that's Desire by Pelican Fan Club. Greatest name ever, by the way. I think we talked about that last time. Fire Force second season, ED2. Moving on, we have Jujutsu Kaisen, the OP, which is Kai Kitan by Eve, which is also on iTunes. You can find it there. Eve has done music for Dororo, the second ED, which is solid. So give it a listen and enjoy it.
This is one of those that there's so many things I want to say, but none of them I will probably ever say because it makes no sense. There's just so much going on in that visually. The song sounds absolutely phenomenal. It's just a lot to unpack.
Yeah, they did a lot of incredible work on the animation on that one. Of course, the show itself, they've been doing pretty dang good on with the animation. And that just kind of exemplifies in the OP itself that I think the cool thing that isn't in it is that you have a lot of that kind of use of CGI for kind of perspective shifting, and they do an incredible job of hiding it, which is, you know, true testament to the actual studio themselves. But yeah, the song is fantastic. Just a lot of energy in it, a lot of great transitions in it. Overall, just a really solid song that I enjoy listening to. So yeah, again, that's Kai Kitan by Eve, the OP for Jujutsu Kaisen. Definitely solid one. Definitely, if you're just hearing the song, go watch the actual OP itself so you can get the full perspective of it. Let's move on to our last show, which is Higurashi When They Cry, the OP, which is Higurashi no Naku Koro ni by Eiko Shimamiya, which, of course, Eiko Shimamiya did the original adaptation of Higurashi When They Cry, not just new. And did also music for Kanon and Nobunaga the Fool. Definitely a classic song, so give that a listen and enjoy it. Absolute classic. Like I was telling Chris while I was playing, I can't help but remember like the first time I watched Higurashi When They Cry, and just how haunting that OP was, and the visual effects with that were to it was just absolutely, like I said, an absolute classic. So
she does have, every once in a while you can hear it in between certain little sections. She has an absolutely amazing voice, and when she starts getting into some of those bars and she's just singing that out, it you can just absolutely get sucked into her voice. And then you get into those, like Andrew was talking about, those little sections that are more haunting, and the music itself starts kicking into kind of bringing into this other section. And it's an absolute trip to listen to that song.
No, I have to admit, that's not actually OP for Higurashi When They Cry New. They did put it as a closing for the first episode. And when I heard that song at the end of that first episode, I was like, oh my gosh, they brought her back. She's doing the song again. And then we watched the next episode and they had a new OP. And I'm like, what the heck? Why would you do that? But it is, the actual OP is a good song. It's never going to match up to the original Higurashi no Nakara Koro ni OP, but still a good song. It's called I Believe What You Said by Asaka. And of course, Asaka did music for Heia Camp, Occultic 9, and Island. Music is on iTunes, so you can check it out there. But yeah, give that one a listen and enjoy it. I'm convinced that this OP was done by Shaft, because we already know the Bakemonogatari, the character artist for the Bakemonogatari series, the character designer did the character designs for this adaptation of Higurashi When They Cry New. The problem is the studio themselves have not been able to really capture that style very well. The OP screams that style. It screams Bakemonogatari. Like, just the actual shots, the characters themselves. And this is the only point in the entire show so far. Well, there's a couple of the shots, but it's the only part where it completely screams that character designer. Like, their character designs come out. The rest of the time, it's like they can't keep on model enough to even me even to care to really capture that. But the OP just screams Bakumonogatari, and which is fine, because I mean, if we can't get that character designer's artwork to really scream, at least we get it in the OP. But no, it's a very solid song. Has a lot of great shots in there that really kind of bring out that aspect of terror and what Rika's going through, obviously. Good or no? Enjoy it?
Yeah, I like it. I love the song, love the visuals. Like Andrew was saying, it's one of those things that you can see an absolute phenomenal job in this, at least the OP. I'm hoping that at some point we'll get in the rest of the show, but as far as the OP, it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it does frustrate me that you're doing a readaptation of this and you can't really find a solid studio to do a better job. I mean, I think the old show looks better. But I mean, there's the argument right now that if it is even a remake, it could possibly be a sequel. So,
I mean, it looks fine. It doesn't look horrible. It's just not.
It's not as much care as I'd want it to have.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I lied again. This is my second lie of this episode. We do have one more song that we're going to close things up with, and that is a song that I think is just absolutely. I guess it's the cross age of OPs this season. So we'll just throw this into your ears as we close out for me to laugh about it, because I like laughing about things as I finish up a podcast. That wakes, you know, kind of cheers me up for before I have to do edits. I'm allowed to do that. Anyways, we hope you guys enjoyed this particular music podcast episode for the fall 2020 anime season. Always a lot of work put into these, but as always, you guys always enjoy it. So that's why we keep doing it.
This show up for anything. Is it the bubbly song at least?
No, it's just the one that has all the cast singing. It's the Hypnoseismic. Is it pronounced Seismic? Since probably. The microphone. Hypnoseismic. Hypnosis mic. I think that's how it's pronounced. I don't know. It's. I mean, I don't even know where it's at in this show to even pull up.
Keep it up and you're going to get into one of the rap battles.
But yeah, it's...
Did they even do anything in the second episode or did you even bother to look?
I don't know. They probably had more singles to put out there with some kind of context making you think that it's actually a developed show. It's just a lot of, here's these two guys' song. Anyways, totally getting side tangent right now. But yeah, it's a special song, and I thought it'd be fun just to kind of troll you guys at the end of here and throw it on here. But as usual, we're at TalkingSpirit.com. That's where you can go for all of our anime, new and old. Great community in the form links at the top. Social media links on the right side. And all that good stuff. And like I said, definitely hit us up. Let us know what songs you think we kind of missed and some songs that you think were fantastic. Always love hearing from you guys, letting us know what you really enjoyed in this season. And as always, we hope you all enjoyed. And you all take care.
Os. Don't get... hypnotized by the pretty boys now.
Hypnosis, action, and go, ratio. Basket, pass, release, no, tears, no.